being fully inside or with the body for a while, fully. And so that can mean feeling where you're not with or in your body as much or at all. Sometimes we're more energized with the front of the body, and we can make a shift of opening the back. As if we were facing back as well as front. Sometimes by habit, the energy is more up in the head and face, and so by practice we can come with gravity down. So letting the backs of the legs also open. Sinking down into the lower back, lower belly, pelvic bowl, buttocks, genitals, hips. Without forcing, as if we're floating in the present moment with and in the body, letting the experience of body be free from our memory and image of it. Memory and image being mind, thought, picture. Staying simple and trusting life to be enough. Noticing the twists and turns in the thinking and feeling. Especially maybe judgment. Should, shouldn't. Can't. Expectation. Just like layers of maybe dust that can be washed off by now, by present. The fact that all we have is now. It's all we have. And so today, feeling free to notice thinking, mood and emotion, and how they go together, how they interrelate. And to stay undressed. When you notice the thinking that moves around, being seen or hiding, making an impression, or defending against judgment or criticism, trying to be good, thinking that you're the worst, etc. Comparing of any kind. Feeling whether all of that is somehow actually an escape from just staying undressed. Aliveness. Just to come home. And stay. It can help when there's thinking sometimes to just say in the mind, ah, thinking. Or ah, blame. Or right or wrong thinking. Thinking I'm right, thinking I'm wrong, thinking they're right, thinking they're wrong. Just thinking. Comparing. And coming back, rolling back into into yourself, into your life, your now. And if the movement was trying to get attention or to impress or be recognized or ignored, left alone, we can come back home to simple aliveness with that wish for connection or space, that love and appreciation of connection or space or whatever. Or we can just come back, if that gets complicated, to, we can just come back to the direct sense experiences of sound and body, to the direct subtle sensation of being receptive, not necessarily fitting inside the skin, direct subtle experience, openness, stillness, staying, lightness. And what else is here and direct? So sometimes there's a mood or emotion or mind state that's so strong that we can't find our way back home. And we could pause and feel, permission to feel, rather than trying to get rid of it or be right or whatever. Feeling if there's a shape, texture, hot, cold, moving or paralyzed, stuck, still. Feeling the energy of that, bitterness or anger or guilt or whatever, for a moment or three. As it is, as a human experience, not yours. The fact of taking a pause to feel, to let it be as it is, doesn't make it right or wrong. So to feel the guilt doesn't mean that it's right that we should feel guilty or wrong. To feel the anger or a sense of powerlessness, which is often behind the anger, is not to agree that we are powerless or that we're right to be angry, but just, yes, this is what it feels like, what I've called anger, or fear, or shame, or insecurity, etc., sadness, shakiness. Also, sometimes the overwhelming positive feelings, tenderness, joy, love, belonging. We can pause and feel, absorb. Not the idea of it. What is its texture? Overwhelming for whom? Whether difficult or pleasant. Overpowering for whom? If it doesn't belong to anyone. If we don't need to fix it. If there's okayness also anyway. With joy, for example, we could also let it come home, not throw it away. Let it stay with us. The tendency to express it or pour it outwards, we could reverse that and pour it inward. Love also, we could allow there to be a flow, but noticing where it's pointing towards something or someone sometimes is a bit of an escape from the intensity of just love. that may include myself and other. With peace, we can let it be as wide as it is, and as unreasonable. For no reason. Out of nowhere. Purifying the cells, the mind, by its presence. And with the more difficult energies, emotions, anger, fear, shame, sadness, insecurity, loneliness, feeling above or below. Anxiety. You can just feel the vibration of that particular music, that human music, the shape. And gradually start to lose track of the name of it, the history of it, what we've called it, what we think it is. And lay it down in a sea, as if in a sea of softness. That shape, that vibration, that heat, that energy of, for example, anger or self-hatred. We've all felt it at some time. Rejecting or rejected. Just stopping the strategy of covering or fixing or pumping up, justifying, finding reasons. And just for no reason, we are allowed to feel it in common with our sisters and brothers, animal and human. And without an answer or a rejection, just letting it float in a sea of softness. And then after a while, not too long, some minutes maybe, rolling back home to what else is here. Subtle, simple aliveness behind the scenes, or just feet, out breath, or just presence, am-ness. And staying. Maybe less obedient to the bells today, and more with your inner flow or timing or harmony. So not leaving early, but maybe staying on sometimes.